Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This is the WCBS 880 Morning News Roundup.
2020 continues to be the year of waiting in line. First to get tested, now to speak up.
Nearly 200,000 showed up at city polling places, some waiting more than 4 hours to cast their vote.
Just because it's happening in a blue state doesn't mean that it's not voter suppression.
Marla Diamond will tell us two different explanations for what's going on. Our nation's political divide spilled into Times Square yesterday in an ugly display. A city cop gets sidelined for shouting Trump 2020 over his patrol car speaker.
Coronavirus clusters at Seton Hall University. I'm Sean Adams in South Orange.
Brad's Sports Roundup.
The Dodgers are one win away from a World Series title.
Max Muncy has left the yard in a very big way.
And the Jets blow a 10-point lead, falling to 0-7.
Joe Connolly has found a new term in real estate, Zoom Towns. It's Monday, October 26th.
The WCBS 880 Morning News Roundup. A deeper dive into the stories you need to start your day with fewer commercials.
Good morning, I'm Wayne Cabot. It's a brand new day, brand new week, and we still have the same old morning drizzle, dampness, and fog and all that. What's going on with the forecast? We'll be checking in with Craig Allen. Maybe a peak of sun later, but we are really in a drag, which is certainly affecting our mood lately. Lots going on. Why the long lines to vote in New York this weekend? Some lines were blocks long. One of our newsroom employees in West Hempstead estimated the line stretched a half a mile and sent us some photographs, and it was a long, long line. Marla Diamond is on the story this morning. She's live from Lincoln Center to see if this is normal or, as Congresswoman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez suggests, voter suppression. Marla, good morning.
Good morning, Wayne. From the Barclays Center in Brooklyn to Madison Square Garden to here at Lincoln Center, voters turned out en masse to make their voices heard, including, as you mentioned, AOC, who brought her pug to keep her company as she waited 90 minutes to vote in the Bronx.
There is no place in the United States of America where 2-3-4 hour waits to vote is acceptable. And just because it's happening in a blue state doesn't mean that it's not voter suppression.
According to the New York State Board of Elections, the number of early voters topped 200,000 on the first 2 days of early voting, and spokesman John Conklin says there were few, if any, technical difficulties.
For the most part, I think it's more that there's some enthusiasm driving turnout, so people are coming out. And I think that's largely been what has brought about the line.
Polls open in New York this morning at 7, and they close at 3 o'clock in the afternoon.
Marla, what are you hearing from over in New Jersey?
With very robust turnout in New Jersey. Governor Murphy tweeted that more than 2.5 million New Jerseyans have already cast their votes. He says that surpasses the 63% voter turnout in 2016. And Wayne, your home county of Hunterdon has the highest turnout, followed by Cape May, Monmouth, Ocean counties, with more Democrats casting ballots than Republicans.
That is interesting, especially out in my very, very red county. All right, Marla Diamond, appreciate the update there from New Jersey and from New York. Stock futures indicating a higher opening this morning. Nope, check that. A lower opening this morning, or deep in the red. The Dow futures down close to 300 points. Joe Connolly is here this morning with, Joe, a new real estate term, Zoom Towns. I like that.
Yeah. Some suburbs and more distant areas having unexpected growth because of people working remotely are now being called Zoom Towns, harking back to the boom towns of the gold rush days. Kingston, New York, 90 miles up the Hudson's, one of the boom towns, now Zoom town, cited by Forbes magazine. There's been an increase in home sales on the Jersey Shore, Cape Cod too. Many of the Zoom towns are a little farther away than the close-in suburbs, but some parts of Fairfield County are growing fast. And towns are now starting to wonder how to cope with the growth and how much growth they want. The trends in real estate are all over the place. StreetEasy says rents are down in Manhattan because landlords have been forced to cut the location premium to compete with less expensive, larger apartments in the other boroughs. The city's gyms and hotels face uncertain futures, even though they're doing somewhat better than they were. But will it be enough? New York Strand Bookstore warns it may go out of business. Bookstores and restaurants are promoting rooms for private parties. But businesses need people back in the offices in Manhattan. And a company in Queens has invented a new kind of elevator button, the hover button. You don't even have to touch it. Just put your finger near it. I'm Joe Connolly. Wayne?
Well, it beats trying to hit the elevator button with your elbow or your knee or holding a cup of coffee and trying to nudge it with your knuckle. Thank you, Joe. It's the Morning News Roundup here on WCBS. It's Monday. There is a cluster concern going on now at Seton Hall, the latest college, to warrant a warning. Sean Adams is live this morning in South Orange with the reason for the worry. Sean? Do we have Sean? Oh, I'm hitting the wrong button. Sean, go ahead. Start again, buddy.
Yeah, sure. It sounds like a hurricane on your end there.
It did, right? That's just my brain.
Seton Hall officials want to contain these COVID clusters before they take off like wildfire. So they count 27 cases throughout the month of October, traced back to two communities, athletic teams and Greek organizations. The number of sick students, that number has not reached the level yet at which Seton Hall would shift to all remote learning. So really what they want to do, they want to remind everybody. The message is clear. Be smart, be safe, don't attend gatherings on campus or off. Other colleges have already been here before, so we can learn from them. UConn, Sacred Heart, Fairfield, Iona, and once they isolated the sick students and they stressed responsible behavior, the numbers started to go down. Wayne?
Sean, how is New Jersey doing overall with COVID cases? We have been seeing rises lately. Is that still happening?
New Jersey is in the middle of a battle with about a COVID spread right now. So we have seen 8 days topping 1,000 new cases. That is not a good trend. So, for example, Saturday, close to 2,000 new cases. Yesterday was better, a little over 1,100. The positive test rate, hovering above 1%. It's come down a little bit, but it has to come down some more to be in a better position. The counties to watch right now, the counties with the most activity, densely populated counties, Essex, Hudson, and Bergen.
Thank you, Sean Adams.
The WCBS 880 Morning News Roundup, live on 880 and on demand at WCBS880.com/roundup or wherever you get your podcasts.
Now on the WCBS Morning News Roundup, the weather day ahead, and you heard us complaining about whining all week long, Craig, about the early damp mornings.
And you have every right to. This is really something because we had our little break Saturday afternoon into Sunday morning, and then the clouds and the rain came right back, and boy, was it chilly yesterday. Temperature, though, hasn't budged. It is still right around 51, 52 degrees, 40s in the northern and western suburbs, and so it's a damp, chilly morning. Showers around. Now the sky may try to brighten up a little bit this afternoon, 55 to 60. Mostly cloudy tonight, 48 to 52. Tuesday, mostly cloudy. More scattered showers around, especially later in the day into Tuesday night and Wednesday morning. Tuesday's high near 60, and then another break for Wednesday afternoon, 55 to 60. In just a little bit, we'll talk about whether or not we get some heavy remnant rains from Zeta. That comes for later in the week. So this week is not really that much better than last week. 52 now, humidity 89%.
When you need to know the latest news.
The pandemic is challenging all of us, and kids in particular.
19 cities and towns in Connecticut are now on red alert.
Local officials have the discretion now to roll back phase 3 reopening.
Governor Cuomo says legalizing marijuana could help New York State recover from the pandemic.
WCBS 880, make us your news station.
The WCBS 880 Morning News Roundup.
Well, if you needed to see evidence, a visual of what we are all feeling, the divide and the anger happening right now in much of the country. Look and listen to yesterday in Times Square, New York City. Trump supporters drove through in a caravan through Times Square, and the reaction was not good. A week and a day to the election, and CBS2's Hazel Sanchez saw quite a sight.
One Trump supporter wearing a red hoodie jumped out of his vehicle after a counter-protester allegedly taunted his daughter, who was with him. Fists started flying, and one fight led to another. Counter-protesters were also seen throwing rocks and eggs at Trump supporters, including former mayor, New York Mayor Rudy Giuliani, who was part of the caravan. Police say there were seven people arrested in Times Square. The parade continued on back to Brooklyn, where participants blocked traffic on the Brooklyn Bridge. And then it ended with a rally in Marine Park, Brooklyn. Hundreds of Trump supporters crowded in the park to show their allegiance.
And there's the NYPD officer who has been suspended because of saying this over his patrol car loudspeaker in Brooklyn.
Trump 2020. Keep, put it on YouTube. Put it on Facebook. Trump 2020.
The officer apparently was a bit irritated by somebody in a crosswalk who flashed the middle finger, and that was the response. Well, the police commissioner says the department is now responding, and they're investigating. And this officer is, at least for now, off the force. Brad Heller's here now with the Monday Morning Sports Roundup. Brad, good morning.
Good morning, Wayne. You know, after the devastating loss on Saturday night with the two errors on the final play, the Dodgers bounced back last night. Home runs from Jock Peterson and Max Muncy. They beat the Rays 4-2 for a 3-2 lead now in the World Series. Clayton Kershaw has two of those wins. He pitched into the sixth inning last night, giving up two runs, and he prevented a third run, catching Manuel Margot, who was trying to steal home in the fourth inning. Every time the Dodgers have won, the Rays have answered right back. We'll see, Wayne, if Tampa can do that tomorrow night in Game 6 and see if they can try and force a Game 7.
Well, say this for the Jets, Brad. The Jets did not give up a touchdown, but they still found a way to lose.
Yeah, 0-7. They gave up six field goals from Tyler Bass yesterday, lost to the Bills at MetLife Stadium 18-10. There was some optimism. There was reason for optimism early. Head coach Adam Gase turned the play-calling duties over to his offensive coordinator, Dowell Loggins.
Just felt like it was, you know, it was the time to do it and just kind of see how our guys would respond and see what our offensive staff could put together. And, you know, it looked like things were going well, you know, in the first half.
Yeah, the Jets had a 10-0 lead, but in the second half, they managed four total yards. Sam Darnold was picked off twice. He was sacked six times in his return from the shoulder injury. Now the Jets have to go to Kansas City next weekend to take on the Chiefs. The opening line for that game, Wayne, the Jets are 20.5-point underdogs.
That's all. Thanks, Brad.
You're right.
Sponsored by Dell. Dell Tech Advisors are focused on you, ready to offer tailored solutions powered by Intel vPro platform to keep your small business ready. Call 877-ASK-DELL. It's the WCBS 880 Morning News Roundup, and three things to know right now, sponsored by Altice. Looks like we'll have a new Supreme Court justice on the bench tonight, barring something unseen, because the votes are there for Amy Coney Barrett when that vote comes this evening in the U.S. Senate. The second thing, there are up to five people now on Mike Pence's staff positive for the virus. The vice president and his wife were tested yesterday. They are negative. Pence is ignoring the CDC guidelines to quarantine. Third thing, New York State absentee ballot applications have to be mailed in or submitted online by tomorrow. Ballots have to be postmarked by Election Day for the vote to count. Connecticut absentee ballots have to be received by the time the polls close on Election Day. New Yorkers reading through their ballots will see something a little interesting. The Biden-Harris ticket is on there twice. It makes a difference on which you choose because rules are changing this year for third parties in New York. And they told our Steve Burns they are begging for votes in order to stay alive. If you've ever said, why isn't there another alternative? Well, every year there is, and most of us ignore them.
Third parties in New York now have a higher bar to clear if they want to stay on future ballots.
We now need 150,000 votes on the Working Families Party line, or 2% of the vote.
New York State Senator Jessica Ramos is one of many politicians urging Democrats to tally their Biden-Harris vote, not under the Democratic line, but under the Working Families line.
And all of those votes get tallied together at the end of the election.
By doing that, she says,
you are sending a clear message to the Democratic Party, to the establishment, to billionaires, that something's got to change.
Ramos blames that establishment, Governor Cuomo included, for these new rules, saying they're frustrated by recent progressive gains in Albany.
Hopefully now we're going to continue building our people power.
The Green and Libertarian parties find themselves in a similar situation. Cuomo's office has said the new rules are about campaign finance overhaul, not to target any specific party.
That's Steve Burns reporting. And by the way, if you're wondering, Governor Cuomo says he voted Biden-Harris on the Democratic Party line. If you get a kick out of seeing people with their metal detectors on the beach or wherever, laugh's on you, because a guy with a metal detector has found a 222-year-old copper penny under a couple inches of soil outside of a church in Maine. Dated 1798, that comes from the first decade of American minted money in North America. No idea what it's worth.
When you need to know the latest news.
The pandemic is challenging all of us, and kids in particular.
19 cities and towns in Connecticut are now on red alert.
Local officials have the discretion now to roll back phase 3 reopening.
Governor Cuomo says legalizing marijuana could help New York State recover from the pandemic.
WCBS 880. Make us your news station.
This is the WCBS 880 Morning News Roundup, a daily download of the news you need to start your day. On air, on radio.com, and delivered to your phone and computer for on-demand listening.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O' Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.